Manifesto.
St Helier's South edition. It's almost time for you to cast your vote in Jersey's next election. Sunday the 7th of June is election day, and following changes agreed by the previous state's assembly, this time you have more choice than you did in 2022. As well as being able to vote for up to 9 senators who will represent the whole island, you can vote for your parish constable or Connetab and between 2 and 4 deputies to represent your constituency. This podcast is for voters living in St Helier's South, and very shortly you will hear from the 5 candidates standing for Connetab in your parish and the 9 candidates hoping to secure one of the 3 seats available in your constituency. But before we do, here's a quick reminder of how you can be a voter on Sunday the 7th of June and what you need to know if it's your first time heading to the polls.
Unlike previous elections, this year you don't need to register to vote ahead of Election Day, as thanks to a change in the law, you should have automatically been added to the electoral register if you're eligible to vote in Jersey. To be eligible to vote, you need to be aged 16 or over and have lived in Jersey for 1 year up to the 7th of June, or for 6 months up to the election plus other previous periods of time that add up to 5 years. You don't need to be a British citizen to vote in Jersey. There are 3 ways you can vote in the election. The first is postal voting. If you have applied for a postal vote, you should receive your ballot papers this month. These will need to be completed and returned to the judicial greff by midday on Sunday the 7th of June to be counted. Pre-poll, or early voting, is available to everyone, wherever you live in the island. This option allows you to cast your vote at a specific polling station ahead of Election Day, and is handy if you work shifts, have weekend responsibilities, or just want to beat the crowds. The pre-poll station is at St Paul's Centre in St Helier and is open between Tuesday the 26th of May and Monday the 1st of June. Check vote.je for the opening times. And finally, you can cast your vote in person at your allocated polling station on Election Day, Sunday the 7th of June. They'll be open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. and you can find out where your polling station is by heading to vote.je.
Now you know the how, let's return to the who and hear from the candidates standing for election in your area. Each candidate was invited to record a 2-minute manifesto outlining what they intend to do as a state's member if they're elected. The views they express are the candidates and not those of the Privileges and Procedures Committee, the Jersey Electoral Authority or vote.je. We cannot guarantee the factual accuracy of any statements made. Here, in alphabetical order by last name, are the candidates standing for Connetab of St Helier, including whether they're standing as an independent candidate or a member of a political party. Alvin Aaron, independent.
Hello, I'm Alvin, and I'm here to do my best to win your vote in this coming election for Constable of St Helier. Born in St Helier, attended school in St Mark's School and St Helier Boys' School. I am a married man with 2 very beautiful, amazing daughters, aged 2 and 6. I have had 5 successful businesses over the years, and my current business established 32 years ago. I also have traveled the world and lived for a while overseas, returning to my home Jersey in 1990. Doing business in Jersey in today's climate concerns me greatly. Ensuring the cost of living and quality of life can be very much improved. Too many of us are struggling with the cost of food and basic essentials, ever-increasing taxes, etc. And many of us islanders are existing, not living, in my opinion. If you elect me for the next 4 years, these are my objectives. GST off food products, supporting town business owners, town parking, traffic management, policing the streets, child poverty, and last but not least, sorting out this ferry fiasco that we are dealing with. In my opinion, the contract should be ripped up and thrown in the bin, the sooner the better. Thank you for listening. And your vote for me will definitely bring change to government.
Ina Gardner, independent.
Hello, my name is Ina Gardner, and I'm standing to be Connetab of St Helier, because St Helier is my family home. My daughter plays in our parks. I walk our streets, use our shops, and I care deeply about every corner of this parish. For 7 years, as St. Helen deputy, I've asked questions, I've listened, and I worked with you. Over 27 years in business and public life, I have a record of getting things done. As your constable, I will keep delivering for St. Helen. St. Helen leads Jersey, and when St. Helen thrives, Jersey thrives. St. Helen should be the most convenient, most exciting, and most welcoming parish to call home. I want your help to build a St. Helen where young families can afford to put down roots, where older and young residents feel supported and independent, where local businesses thrive and give our town center life. As your Connetab, I will ensure your voices shapes decision. I will protect our green spaces, work to make in St. Helier affordable, parking fair, and create community spaces. Not just promises, but plans which are costed and delivered. I want everyone, no matter of your background, to feel that this parish is yours. By listening to your neighborhoods, we can create one joint up plan that brings us together and still keep unique character to every part of the parish. My commitment to you is simple. I will act, I will deliver, and I will be accountable. My name is Ina Gardiner, and I would be honored to serve as your next Connetab. So please vote Gardiner for Connetab on the 7th of June. Thank you.
Martlis Chevalier, Independent.
St. Helier is more where I work. It's where I was born, where I'm raising my family, and where I'm fully invested in shaping its future. Having received 2,166 votes in my previous election, I remain grateful for your support. With that encouragement, I'm once again standing as your independent candidate for Constable of St. Helier, and ask for your trust again. As a business owner, I bring practical experience and business skills to serve the parish effectively. If elected, my business partner will oversee operations, allow me to serve St. Helier. I have a proven commitment to our parish, member of St. Helier's Counts Committee, a former centenier. These voluntary roles have given me valuable insight into how the parish operates, how decisions are made, money is spent, and where improvements are needed. You deserve a constable who is accountable, listens to you, and challenges decisions that are not in the best interest of St. Helier. I'll always put the parish first and provide a transparent, dedicated, and inclusive representation. My priorities are your voice to be heard, responsible finances, investing and caring for our community, disabled access and awareness, investing in young people, parking and roads provisions, protecting our environment and green spaces. Some of my island views include government spending, cost of living, education, future workforce. Please read my full manifesto to learn more about the key priorities and island views. It would be a great privilege to serve as a constable, your father of the parish, representing you with energy, integrity, and commitment. Your vote counts and will help shape St. Helier's future.
Rob Ward, Reform Jersey.
I'm standing for Constable St. Helier because our parish needs strong, visible leadership rooted in practical action. We need a constable who is present, principled, and committed to every part of our community. And over the last 8 years, I've served as a deputy for St. Helier and in this term as Minister for Education. Throughout that time, I've worked to deliver meaningful improvements for parishioners, always with fairness and community at the heart of what I do. I've consistently delivered for St. Helier, from introducing the young person's bus pass to support our families, to increasing the pensioners' Christmas bonus, securing funding for valued organisations such as Beresford Street Kitchen, so that vital services remain protected. And one of the most significant achievements has been winning the proposition for a youth centre in central St Helier and protecting the Gas Place site from overdevelopment, prioritising it for a much needed community accessible school and new parks. This ensures our parish, our children, have the educational and community infrastructure it needs for the future whilst maximising our green space. I supported residential tenancy legislation to protect both tenants and landlords. As a non-government member, I ask more questions than any other member because St Helier deserves a representative who never stops working. And as Minister for Education, I supported structural reform that will direct more investment into our schools, teachers and young people. I ended the teacher strikes on day one of my tenure, introduced school meals and expanded free childcare. I understand the challenges facing families in our parish. I've held regular drop-ins, remained easy to contact and supported residents with a wide range of issues. As Constable, I will continue to be approachable, available and advocate for every part of St Helier. So I'm asking you for your support so that together we can build a parish that is safe, welcoming and truly a jewel in Jersey's crown.
David Waugh, Independent.
Hello, my name is David Waugh and I'm standing for Connetable of St Helier. I want to really focus in on making sure we keep rates stable and low in St Helier, given that we have a cost of living crisis. And I think most parishioners would agree that's really important for them. The important thing for St Helier, though, is that we manage the finances in a stable and sustainable way. At this moment in time, under half of our income is, half the parish's income is through rates. We need to develop those alternative income levels by working with other parishes, by working with the states of Jersey, and to come up with other alternative incomes. And that will maintain low rates. My second area is around Millennium Park. We need to extend Millennium Park. We have 1,000 more residents who live in central St Helier, but no extension of green space. It's vital that we do that. I know there are debates around the school, but I think the priority has to be around developing green space and thinking about the well-being of parishioners who live in that particular part of St Helier. Then we need to focus on North St Helier, where we're seeing the new hospital being built and other buildings going up. There is a real concern up there that we're seeing piecemeal development. We need a plan for St Helier North. Let's sort that one out, let's talk to the planning department, and let's work out a big plan together which works for all those residents who live in North St Helier. And then finally, I want to talk about the economy and the role that St Helier plays in our economic sustainability. We must be encouraging businesses into St Helier. We need to focus on how we communicate with businesses, how we make it easy to set up and open up a business in St Helier. Areas such as alfresco, areas such as free alfresco periods, things like that. USPs such as using the Gerrier language a lot more so that visitors are find that interesting. The most important thing is that we get it right for residents, we get it right for visitors, and we get it right for all islanders. I hope you can vote for me on June the 7th.
Next, it's the candidate standing for Deputy of St Helier South, beginning with Tom Coles, Reform Jersey.
Hello, I'm Tom Coles, and I'm running for Deputy of St Helier South as a Reform Jersey candidate. Over the past 4 years, I have campaigned for the former Play.com warehouse to be used for the new school so that the park could have been extended. I have fought for better oversight of mental health services like counselling and psychotherapy. I proposed a right-sizing policy, including a stamp duty holiday, to encourage the best use of our housing stock. I am running again because I have seen throughout this term what is holding Jersey back. Delays caused by political disagreement, wasted public money through indecision, duplication across government and arm's length organisations, and people giving in to vested interests. It is time to turn the tide and deliver decisive, accountable government so that Jersey can thrive. Jersey's economy is at risk of stagnating due to monocultures throughout our island. We must broaden out our economic base and embrace new opportunities. There is a real chance in biopharmaceuticals. We can call back on Jersey's agricultural heritage and work in a new industry that is a high-value export. We must tackle the cost of living. The DFDS flat rate card was intended to encourage competition and drive down shipping costs. But this has not been realised, and we must take action. St Helier has two crucial projects that must be delivered. The shoreline management plan will protect Halfday Par from extreme weather events. Fort Regent must not sit empty any longer than is necessary. This iconic building was a hub for entertainment and leisure throughout the 80s and 90s of my youth, and Islanders deserve this to be brought back in a modern style. If you want a deputy who will challenge delay, push for delivery, and stand up for St Helier South, please vote for me on the 7th of June. Thank you.
Samantha Gleave, Independent.
Hello, I'm Samantha Gleave. So I was going to talk to you about my priorities, about the fact that I'm fighting for a cheaper supermarket to help with the cost of living, that I want to cut government waste, and that I want to grow the economy so that there's more money in the pot for services that you need. But then I realised you can read about my plan in my manifesto and on my website. So what I want to talk to you today is about why I'm standing. Because this island is facing serious economic challenges. It is too expensive. The economy is in decline, and the government is wasting too much of your money. And what we really need is a really good team to come together and work together to tackle these big issues. So I've been talking to some really good potential candidates over the last few months and trying to persuade them to stand, but I kept on coming across the same issue. They were worried about the abuse that they or their family might receive. And the awful thing is, they're right, because within 24 hours of standing, I'd already been called a Nazi online by one of my fellow candidates, and I'd also had an article that abuses my two sons shared and celebrated by this candidate online. Now, that doesn't put me off, it makes me more determined, because we cannot let people like that back into the Assembly. We need people who are willing to work together in teamwork to tackle the serious economic challenges that this island faces. I do not want my children or your children or family and friends forced to leave the island or unable to return to the island simply because it is too expensive. I understand the economy, and I will fight for St Helier South, and I will fight for the island, whether that is bringing in a cheaper supermarket or whether it's cutting the cost of waste. And I will work in teamwork to do that. So let's make Jersey more affordable together.
Carla Jardim, Reform Jersey.
I'm Carla Jardim, and I'm standing for Deputy of St Helier South with Reform Jersey. I have 13 years experience in the higher education, charity and public sectors, including 7 years in the UK and 6 here in Jersey. I'm a proud town resident and second-generation immigrant, and I know how inequality affects people's opportunities. I also know that Jersey is facing huge economic and demographic challenges in the coming decades. I'll put it simply, tackling these inequalities is what will help us build a prosperous, future-proof island. That's why, if I'm elected, I'll focus on 3 areas. Firstly, I'll advocate for more investment in St Helier, including new schools, more green spaces, and more amenity spaces at half to par. Secondly, I'll be honest about the cost of living. I won't make grand promises I know Jersey can't keep. Instead, I'll focus on the biggest stresses, like housing, childcare, and tax. Thirdly, I'll focus on policies that create opportunity for more of us, like funding for lifelong learning, so that it's never too late to improve your prospects. I'll also support the passage of a hate crime law. And finally, I promise to represent our constituency and our communities in the state's chamber. That means listening to you. It means asking the difficult questions and dealing with the complex answers. And it means pushing for a fairer Jersey for all of us. Please visit the Reform Jersey website to read our manifesto. And please, on the 7th of June, vote for me for St Helier South. Thank you.
Jason Lagardy, Independent.
Hello, Jersey. There has to be a better way of doing things to improve on our community needs. As a long-standing resident of St Helier South, I understand the needs of our district. My service with the parish over the last 8 years has given me insight from the inside as your representative. We do not need to be making great leaps into the unknown. We need to get the basics right. We all want to keep more of our earnings to spend as we choose. We all want dignity in our retirement. We all want a more vibrant and safe environment for all ages. A strong local economy that backs its own people, instead of outsourcing so much, gives us better stability from within our island. We have a history of welcoming new people to our island, However, we also need to balance our population growth with the availability of affordable housing. Having a high percentage of our population struggling to make ends meet and put food on the table while our government squanders our monies is not acceptable and needs to change. We need clarity and support for our community, not a government that is out of touch with the reality of life. Whilst I may not have all the answers, I will endeavour to seek a balanced approach to the policies that affect us all. I make no extravagant promises, as people are fed up with promises not being kept. I have very limited power on my own. Therefore, I can only succeed if backed by you, the people of our island. Together, we can make a difference. I look forward to your support over the next 4 years and beyond. Thank you.
Nick LeCornu, People First.
The situation is intolerable. We must change it. My name is Nick LeCornu. I'm standing for the political party People First because I believe that we must create a real opposition in Jersey, not one that collaborates with right-wing governments, not one that introduces charges for attending accidents and emergency. That's unacceptable. I'm a lawyer. I represent employees in the Employment Tribunal. My home is Hard to Par, St Helier South constituency. For over 30 years, I've been campaigning for social justice in Jersey. And in 2014, you honoured me by making me your deputy. Andy Sinclair, my running mate in St Helier South for People First, will make a great team. We've got competence and experience. We're political minds. People First is a party of a new type, a party of struggle, a party of action, and a party of results for the people of St Helier South. We believe that housing should be a right. No one should have to live in a slum. We believe in robust public services. We believe in one category of states member all elected on the same day in constituencies of equal size. Andy Sinclair and I, People First, will be fighting for the social and economic interests of working people in St Helier South. Those people should expect no less from their deputies.
Bernie Manning, Independent.
I'm Bernie Manning. I've stood for a candidate in St Helier South in the past. Quite a few people have asked me to re-stand. They think I've got some good ideas and I'd be a good politician. In the past, I have canvassed for the extension of the Millennium Town Park. In fact, back in 96, before a lot of you were born, I started a petition to have the park built from David Place to St Saviour's Road, which is what Stuart Sivray asked for. We've had phase one built in 2011, which went from Bath Street to halfway up Tunnel Street. Now I'd like to see it finished, going all the way to St Saviour's Road with the Gasworks showroom turned into a community centre which can be used for young and old all day long. Once this land has been built on, we've lost that forever. I'd also like to see screening for prostate cancer, which in the UK, 12,000 people a year die from. So that we should be doing that for the over 60s. I know this is an extra expense on health, but I believe that in the long run, we'd save money. We also got the cost of living with price of fuel, energy, and food going up. This has been going up for quite a few years now, so we need to address this as soon as possible. Please vote for me on the 7th of June. Thank you.
Judy Martin, Independent.
Hello, I'm Judy Martin. I've been a deputy in St Helier South for many years, and I have a proven track record. People think that employment law has just been there forever. It wasn't. And we had to introduce redundancy pay when Woolworths went bust. We fought for that. We fought for holiday pay. We fought for, the big one was paternity leave, a year for each partner, and breastfeeding rights. And there's much more I want to do. I want to look at taxing pensioners who are working, because some of them want to work and they're not taking any money home, but the experience they can give to the younger workers and train them up. In the district, I've started the Hartlepool Working Group and also a residence group down at the waterfront. Both need to keep going. The waterfront one really could do with reinventing, and the Hartlepool one will keep going with the blessing of the new constable, and I will push for that. We could license the Royal Square on a Friday or Saturday night. We could have local youth bands there, and it would be brilliant. The youth have been telling me there's nothing for them to do. We have fantastic talent, and it can be done. When I asked the last bailiff, his concern was, how would they know which glass came from which pub? That was the mentality I was dealing with. It's changed. And so I will know that we can get that licence. So please vote for me, Judy Martin, on the 7th of June.
Beatrice Poirier, Reform Jersey.
Serving as a deputy for St Helier South over the past 4 years has been a profound honour and a responsibility I have never taken lightly. I have gained first-hand experience on how government-made decisions shape everyday lives, from where the families can afford to stay in Jersey to how well our public services supports people when they need it the most. Too many islanders are feeling the pressure of the cost of living, struggling to find secure and affordable housing, or worried about access to healthcare and the future of their children. Our young people want opportunities to build their lives here, and our older residents deserve dignity and care from a community that they have invested on. These are not abstract concerns. They are real-life issues that affect our families, neighbours and friends across the island. I am standing for re-election as a Reform Jersey candidate on a manifesto that tackles social challenges with long-term solutions rather than quick fixes, with a strong focus on fairness, accountability and social justice. Jersey can do better by listening more closely and acting more thoughtfully so decisions are made with a real understanding of how policies land on the ground, affecting St Helier and the wider island residents. I wish to continue serving with integrity and work hard on behalf of islanders, helping build a Jersey that is affordable, sustainable and fair, not just for today, but for generations to come. On the 7th of June, please vote for me, Beatrice Poirier. Vote for Reform Jersey. Vote for a better future. Thank you.
Andrew Sinclair, People First.
Hi, my name's Andy Sinclair and I'm a mental health nurse by profession. I'm standing with my People First colleague, Nick LeCornu, in the constituency of St Helier South for the position of State's Deputy. The reason I'm standing is because we are in the grip of a cost of living crisis which is affecting the entire world. What we see in St Helier South is a constituency which has some of the highest population density on the island, some of the lowest figures for car ownership. It's also a very diverse constituency. These are the people who are really bearing the brunt of this cost of living crisis. And I've actually looked back at some of the election videos that were done at the last general election, and there was lots of the right noises being made back then. Yet today we find ourselves in a situation that's much, much worse than it was then. Heating fuel has gone up by 31% over the past year. More than 5% of the disposable income of the poorest 10% has been wiped out by the cost of living increases over the past year. And at the same time, the middle earners are being squeezed enormously by the tax system. The people who are not being squeezed are the super rich, who are continuing to benefit from a tax system which can really be summed up by the words of Martin Luther King, who described this as socialism for the rich and capitalism for the poor. And that's essentially what we have in Jersey. We have a system that rewards the super rich and doesn't do a great deal for anybody else. In St Helier South, it really is time for change. I would ask the voters of St Helier South, look at who you voted for last time. Have they delivered, or have they been tested and found wanting? It's time for change in St Helier South. It's time for people first.
That's the candidate standing for either Conotarbh of St Helier or Deputy of St Helier South on Sunday the 7th of June. You can vote for one of the Conotarbh candidates to be your parish leader and for up to three of the candidates standing as deputy for your constituency. To hear from the candidates standing for the island-wide role of Senator, please do check out the podcast episode that features their manifesto recordings. Thank you for listening.